This is Packard Pokes at a Thanksgiving thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Packard Sonic, your unmutable and immutable host of Packard Pokes at. I want to take this opportunity to thank my co-hosts on the show for showing up every week to help make the show entertaining as well as informative and giving a different viewpoint on the current events that we cover every week on the show. I also want to give a special thanks to everyone that shows up in the chat room to keep the show fun for newcomers and us honest. Now, here are a few words from the people here at Packard Pokes at that make the show special. Again, thank you for listening to us every week. And remember, you can always find the show on iTunes for easy downloading or at the website packardpokesat.wordpress.com. Thank you.
This week on Packard Pokes at, you're here, but we're not.
Hi, everybody. This is Dan from Packard Pokes at. We can't be with you this week because we're at home enjoying time with our families, but we thought we'd leave you with a little message just to say hello and to thank you all for listening, and especially to everyone else who spends time in the chat room when we're recording live and keeping us on our toes. Thanks all very much, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, I would like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. May it be filled with family, friends, and most importantly, great food.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope your day is spilling over with goodness and gratitude and all that good stuff. I'll catch you next time. Bye.
One of our nation's oldest and most cherished traditions, Thanksgiving Day brings us closer to our loved ones and invites us to reflect on the blessings that enrich our lives. The observance recalls the celebration of an autumn harvest centuries ago when the Wampanoag tribe joined the pilgrims at Plymouth Colony to share in the fruits of a bountiful season. The feast honored the Wampanoag for generously extending their knowledge of local game and agriculture to the pilgrims, and today we renew our gratitude to all American Indians and Alaska Natives. We take this time to remember the ways that the first Americans have enriched our nation's heritage, from their generosity centuries ago to the everyday contributions they make to all facets of American life. As we come together with friends, family, and neighbors to celebrate, let us set aside our daily concerns and give thanks for the providence bestowed upon us. Though our traditions have evolved, the spirit of grace and humility at the heart of Thanksgiving has persisted through every chapter of our story. When President George Washington proclaimed our country's first Thanksgiving, he praised a generous and knowing God for shepherding our young republic through its uncertain beginnings. Decades later, President Abraham Lincoln looked to the divine to protect those who had known the worst of Civil War, and to restore the nation's, quote, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union, unquote. In times of adversity and times of plenty, we have lifted our hearts by giving humble thanks for the blessings we have received and for those who bring meaning to our lives. Today, let us offer gratitude to our men and women in uniform for their many sacrifices and keep in our thoughts the families who save an empty seat at the table for a loved one stationed in harm's way. And as members of our American family make do with less, let us rededicate ourselves to our friends and fellow citizens in need of a helping hand, as we gather in our communities and in our homes, around the table or near the hearth. We give thanks to each other and to God for the many kindnesses and comforts that grace our lives. Let us pause to recount the simple gifts that sustain us and resolve to pay them forward in the year to come. Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim Thursday, November 24th, 2011, as a National Day of Thanksgiving. I encourage the people of the United States to come together, whether in our homes, places of worship, community centers, or any place of fellowship for friends and neighbors, to give thanks for all we have received in the past year, to express appreciation to those whose lives enrich our own, and to share our bounty with others. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 16th day of November in the year of our Lord 2011, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 236th. Signed, Barack Obama. This is Zach's Mind, wishing you and yours a safe, happy and healthy Thanksgiving, or Turkey Day, as it were. And a special Thanksgiving to my atheist brethren. And God we don't all trust. But we can still give thanks, can't we? I have read several similar proclamations that are made every Thanksgiving since George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, George W. Bush, every president. I've only glanced at a few of them, but they all have this similar motif, that God is a centerpiece of the Thanksgiving holiday. But it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, it isn't that way. Whether you believe in a God or not, there isn't one there. But you can give thanks whether you believe or not. You can thank those that you care for. You can be thankful that your life is blessed and honored and cherished by those that mean so much to you. You don't need God to understand things like providence and sacrifice and understanding, tolerance, appreciation for what you have, and a desire to help others and to share your bounty. These are not solely owned by religion. These are human qualities that we all share, that we can all choose to express. Whether you believe in a God or not, I wish you and yours a safe, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving. And a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a fine Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, and a Happy New Year. And feel free to continue listening to Packard Pokes At, 'cause you ain't heard nothing yet.